KQED.
The ghosts Hung Lu summons are the people in her paintings and sculptures, sometimes family members, but also students and soldiers, peasants, prostitutes, and others out of her and China's past. Rene de Guzman is chief curator at the Oakland Museum of California, and he put together Lu's show with this core theme in mind,
which is to look at the relationship between memory and history.
Personal and political history. Lu never knew her father, imprisoned because he fought against the communist revolution.
She's had this sort of critical view of communist idealism and the realities that really happened. For instance, she lived through the Great Leap Forward when China had this plan to industrialize itself,
which ended in economic disaster. But that period also produced Lu's first artwork.
This is the sketch that Hung did when she was 5 years old. For some reason, her mother miraculously saved it. Well, maybe that's not so unusual because all our mothers save all our drawings. But what's unusual about this is, you know, as a 5-year-old girl, she was already documenting the national history of China.
It's a very good sketch for a 5-year-old. And for Hung Lu, it's a time machine taking her back to October 1st, 1953.
Which was a Chinese national day. It's like a 4th of July here. So I did the people with the little banners and Mao Zedong's portraits on the street.
We're at Hung Lu's roomy studio now in East Oakland. The sun streams in on a warm March afternoon. Lu is 65 and busier than ever. She's working on 4 huge canvases on this day, each about 8 by 12 feet, lined up along one wall. They're based on photos chronicling her grandfather's research on a religious mountain in Manchuria in the 1920s.
My grandfather taught biology. He loves flowers.
He's holding flowers.
Yes, yeah, a branch of flowers.
Well, look, are these the photographs that inspired these pictures?
Yeah. This is him. See, the hands is like, I remember his hands big, but also very soft, almost boneless, you know, not like a strong man's hand. Maybe because he was a scholar, maybe he didn't work in the field.
And they look puffy here, they look
exactly.
soft.
Exactly, yeah. And then the boneless hand, that's my grandfather.
Lu often works from photos in a realistic style, so her grandfather, his walking stick, and the monks he studied are vividly alive on the canvas. But Lu is no documentarian, and her paintings and sculptures include surreal touches and layers of meaning. Butterflies and birds dart across her canvases, and she often drips linseed oil and smears the image to show how memory blurs history as a tribute to an ancient style of Chinese painting and as a kind of revenge to socialist realism, those colorful glorifications of the working class.
For me, it's fascinating that you can be little unreasonable, illogical, and can turn things upside down, inside out, and could be 100 years apart. But that's art making.
Lu trained as a photographer and muralist in China. There, the rules for her were brutally logical. Lu was attacked, for instance, for including an outhouse in an impressionist landscape.
There's a party member. Her nickname in my class, nickname is government. She said, how could you, what kind of conscious political stand you take to do a public toilet? How could you?
Lu says for her, the message from that exchange was clear.
There's no middle ground. If you're apolitical, you're in the enemy's side. After that, I have to be very careful. Didn't stop me from doing it.
But it intensified her desire to come to the U.S. The Oakland show includes that outhouse painting and other early work Lu kept hidden. And there's a series of richly decorated paintings based on 19th century photos of Chinese prostitutes, a series that embodies the show's title of Summoning Ghosts.
I feel their ghost spirit around. In China, we believe if you don't give them home, they will forever be homeless, hunting, always searching for a place to settle those ghosts. So I feel in the spirit of calling them home. So my paintings become a memorial site.
Summoning Ghosts, The Art of Hung Lu continues at the Oakland Museum through June before embarking on a 2-year national tour. The San Jose Museum of Art will mount a show of new work by Lu in June. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.